This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 420 for Monday, June 3rd. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was sharply lower Monday, falling below chart support as heavy selling pressure came forward to start the month. The July contract down $28.30 at $632.70 per ton. New crop November down $27.50 at $655.70. Losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil accounted for some of the spillover weakness. European rapeseed futures were also lower. Relatively favorable prairie weather conditions contributed to the declines, although seeding delays due to excessive moisture in some areas did remain supportive. Australia's Ag Department pegged that country's upcoming canola crop at 5.4 million tons. That would be down slightly from an earlier estimate and below last year's 5.7 million ton crop, but still well ahead of the 10-year average. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower. Poor demand coupled with relatively favorable crop weather weighed on soybeans. The July contract down 20 cents at $11.84 per bushel. Export demand is thought to be shifted to South America, with weakness in the Brazilian real relative to the U.S. dollar, making newly harvested Brazilian beans even more attractive to global buyers. Meanwhile, U.S. farmers were expected to have made good seeding progress over the past week, with relatively favorable moisture conditions beneficial for crop development. Corn pressured lower by losses in soybeans and a downturn in wheat. The July contract down 3 cents at $4.43 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn exports of about 1.4 million tons were up on the week, with year-to-date shipments running 26% ahead of last year's pace. Only about 10% of the U.S. corn crop remains to be seeded, and today's weekly progress report will include the first condition ratings for U.S. corn this growing season. Wheat futures lower across the board, retreating from overnight gains on ideas Russian production worries may be priced into the futures for the time being. Minneapolis spring wheat down 5 cents in the July contract at $7.34 per bushel. Kansas City down 8 cents at $7 in the July contract. And Chicago soft wheat down 5 cents in July at $6.72 per bushel. Russian officials warned that the country could declare a nationwide emergency due to frost damage caused to crops in May. Weekly U.S. wheat exports came in at about 416,000 tons in the final full week of the wheat marketing year. Total U.S. wheat sales during the crop year of 18.7 million tons were down slightly, down 5% on the year. Australia's wheat crop was pegged at 29.1 million tons, up 700,000 from an earlier estimate. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, June 3rd. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.